I'm checking the rest of these for the public.
Oh, okay.
I'm checking one. Chuck Anderson,
here.
Antine Antrim requested an excused absence. Rodrigo Argueta.
Requested an excused absence.
Fred Blair.
Present.
Lydia Bersong. Steve Brooks.
Here.
Chris Condon. John Crumshaw.
Present.
Ariana Gladney.
Here.
Tej Graywall.
Venante.
Kim Kaufman.
Here.
Nancy Kazar.
Here.
Fred Klunder.
Here.
Jim Lafferty.
Here.
Brenda Medina.
Present.
Dutch Merrick. Michael Novick.
Oh, requested me to see that.
Michael Novick. John Parker. Steve Pride.
Here.
Summer Reed. Lawrence Reyes.
Yeah.
Ron Spriesterbach.
Here.
John Wenger. Lamont Yankee. Is there anyone present who I neglected to call?
Mm-hmm.
13 present now.
Okay, I would also like to report I had a head injury last week, so I missed 3 days of work. So I've been trying to catch up since then, so I apologize if anything has been delayed. I do have requests asking from the doctor, which I had to get to LA yesterday also. So I apologize for any of my delay on the follow-up a week prior to the meeting, and I'm just following up now. So I apologize for that. Is there an objection to following up with the absence request? Seeing none, so moved. Thank you. Agenda approval. If you can, I would also like to entertain the idea if we can put in a item for maybe Mr. Parker to make an update on his return from Syria. Because I'd like to entertain that idea.
Well, I guess. I mean, anybody can go have coffee after, and, you know, people, you know,
and it's called Megaham.
I second your idea.
Question?
I guess, so there you go. It's not appropriate for a board meeting?
So we have a vote.
Interesting, media coverage.
That's not what the board...
Sorry, are you proposing a motion, please?
Yeah, it was...
No, she's a chair. Someone has...
I'll move it.
No, here, Mr. Anson, no,
I'll second it.
Mr. Anson made a motion.
I'll second it. Okay, I'm second.
He moved it, so who are the ones seconding it?
It's seconded. Are there any objections to adding an item on the agenda for Mr. Parker's report back from Syria?
Yeah, I do.
That would...
Can you go ahead?
Let's take a vote.
I have plenty of information about where would we add it?
Is there plenty of information from Mr. Anderson where you'd like to add it into the agenda? Can you suggest it?
Yes, I'd like to add it to the agenda.
And
where about?
Where was it?
At the top of the agenda.
Would you like to name an item number? Do you have a copy of the agenda?
I do. Give me a second.
Madam Chair, I'd like to suggest item 2 during the announcements.
Yeah, I agree.
During the announcement? Okay, so is item 1F, that's the proposed...
Actually, Roman number 2.
No, it would be 1F.
1F, yeah.
1F? Yeah, Madam Chair.
Well, if you're going to add con, then maybe you can delete con from someplace else.
Speak to the board on that.
I appreciate the being able to do a report. And my only problem is DDOT is having a show today that I'm supposed to do a report back on it. So I was going to try to see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I might have to run out for 20 minutes.
Do you think we should be able to move that immediately in the announcement, that 1F, which is like four items now? We're on agenda for both C, maybe you can do that in F?
Okay.
Is that okay?
Okay, I called the question.
Well, she didn't answer my question of like what time will we eliminate based on...
I have a motion. There's a motion on the floor. It's this motion.
I have a question. I'm not making a motion.
I have a question.
Well,
does
it
need to be
cut? I called the question.
The point of information.
I asked the
does this, if we agree that this would go under announcements, that's a free form at that point for 3 minutes, correct?
Right.
Yeah. So should we go, just go ahead and move it on to then?
There's already time incorporated.
There's already time incorporated for announcements, so we'll go ahead and do it then. Would you like to withdraw your motion, Mr. Anson?
No.
Okay. There's an emotion on the floor. There's
a motion.
So we'll go to those in favor of adding, as a concrete item, Mr. Parker's report back to Syria before he goes on the air with Brother Dion on the item number F. Those in favor, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. In favor? Those opposed? 1. Abstention? 2. Motion passes? Okay. Agenda approval. Any other items on the agenda? Okay. Seeing none. So moved. Agenda stands as approved. As amended. Thank you. Minutes approval.
I moved that the minutes be approved.
No. I have comments on the minutes. On the minute where it said that the
which minute, please?
On the one from the budget meeting.
Yes. August 14th.
Is that yeah. Okay. Come up.
sir. I wish you would keep it in words, because PDF is not
kind of quick.
Under number three, Roman numeral three, says general manager presented an overview of his budget with the assistance of a digital projection. I would like to object that there was no overview of the budget. It was some minutes of complaining about the template. We never saw the budget. We couldn't read the budget. So this is, I'd like to say that there was, you know, he did not present an overview of the budget. And then,
the whole presentation? I'm clarifying.
Yeah.
It was not the budget?
No, it was not the budget. We never discussed the budget. He complained about the template. We couldn't even read the budget. I asked him if he would enlarge it so we could read the budget.
Your initial thing said the budget was not projected.
No, that's not what I said. It was not presented. The budget was not presented. It was a complaint about the template. The budget was not discussed.
So the template that was projected was not the budget. Is that what you were saying? I'm just clarifying.
I said the general manager presented an overview of his budget with the assistance of a digital
projection. Could I call a question, Madam Chair? We appreciate Ms. Kaufman's opinion, but it's not material to whether something related to the budget was discussed. I'd like to call the question.
Do you have a replacement for that statement or for what you're saying?
Yes, I'd like to replace it with the budget was not presented. I mean, the budget, we could not read it, and it was not discussed. Okay, we never got hard copies, and the budget itself was never discussed, either by the treasurer or the general manager. So these minutes are incorrect.
Okay, the question has been called.
I have a suggestion. I just think that it should be amended that the budget was not discussed in detail, only an overview was. The point being that there was no detailed discussion of the line item, so that it was only a very vague overview. That's the point.
So there was an overview, but in your opinion, it was vague.
It was
a check on the board, just real quick. The budget was forwarded to the whole board in email form.
Right.
I believe it was a Word document. So I don't know why people are saying that they didn't get the budget when the budget was emailed to every member of the board.
And projected.
The budget was
If I understand correctly, there is an agreement that there was an overview, but you have a separate opinion the specifics were there or not, but you agree that an overview was projected and then you make an opinion. Is that correct? Because the statement says that an overview of the budget was given.
Call the question, Madam Chair.
The question has been called. Those in favor of ending debate? If you would like to end the debate on this topic, please say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 in favor of ending debate. Those opposed?
Why are you saying I don't care? I mean, I want
your opposed one, abstention, 1, 2 abstentions, 3 abstentions. So move. Okay, those in favor, are there any more amendments, proposed amendments to the budget?
Well, that doesn't mean we have to take a vote on it, because I still want these changes. So,
you have to organize that with the board.
Vote against the motion if that's what he wishes to do.
The debate has been ended, so we'll make a vote. We'll take a vote on to accept or to vote for or against his Hoffman's
motion.
The budget wasn't, there was, I don't know how to dispute this.
Just redact the whole thing.
Yeah, just redact it. Okay.
Okay, the motion is to redact the sentence that, can you read the sentence, Secretary?
Yeah, fine. Just redact it.
This is an amendment for August 14, 2013, page 2, under item 3, General Manager Presentation of the Fiscal Year 2014 Budget. The entire entry for that is, the General Manager presented an overview of his budget with the assistance of a digital projection. That's the entire content of that item, and this copy wants that sentence stricken from the minutes.
Understood.
Okay, so those...
And not replaced with any, correct? Just straight. Or...
Yeah, that was the motion.
I said redact. That was the motion.
I said redacted. Yeah,
okay,
I mean,
that...
Let's do some real work.
Okay, right. So those in favor of Ms. Coffman's motion, please raise your hand by indicating you would like that sentence stricken from the minutes. Please raise your hand. I count four. Those opposed, Ms. Hoffman's motion. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Abstentions? 2. Motion carries.
No, it failed.
No, it failed. I'm sorry, it failed.
I'd like to make an alternate point of order, Chair. Now we vote on the, original.
No.
I want to make an alternate motion. That
you can't make an alternate motion.
Well,
I recognize Mr. Lawrence first.
I want to make a new motion.
The first person I called on was Mr. Lawrence, so Mr. Lawrence, what would you like to speak on?
Thank you, Madam Chair. What I'd like to speak on is that now we vote whether to approve the minutes as they are.
You're proposing a motion to approve the minutes?
Right, that we
do want to do that.
Yeah,
there's a second. There's a second for that motion.
Okay.
Those in favor of approving...
No, we have discussion now. I don't understand Novick's, this whole long thing of Novick's motions, which were not presented. He read them, but they weren't seconded, and he withdrew them because they weren't motions.
We're approving the...
Number 10. They were not presented as motions. Were they... I mean, she just read them. They were never seconded as motions. They shouldn't be on here.
They are on a current agenda. Okay, that's your entity.
They were on the minute.
The motion.
She read them. They weren't motions. They don't belong.
So you're talking about item number 10.
Yeah.
Which letter?
No. She's going to have to have the agenda of the minute.
Oh.
Yeah. What
is it?
Michael's proposals were in order because that's when the chair asked for members to submit recommendations to the budget, and those proposals were suggested as recommendations. So I think what might be in order, Madam Chair, is that we take action whether to vote those up and down to be part of the recommendation that's going to be submitted to the GM.
You can't do this for last.
Yes, we could.
No, these were not made as motions. They weren't seconded, and they were just withdrawn. So they don't belong on here.
What does it say in the minutes about me? I don't have the minutes about me. What does it say in the minutes about me?
Here's what it says. The following motions were brought to the floor, but were decided upon in agenda item 12, final vote on motion. So this is just listing all of what everybody said. This was not seconded, and it was removed.
If I may, Ms. Coffman is correct, because on page 6 of the minutes, it says Novick withdrew his prior motion and moved a different budget amendment. So her description is correct.
Also, this is the time. It's 1:40.
Okay. So do we agree that should be removed or what? Take a vote.
Please.
I make a motion that we take action on them today, that whether we vote them up and down or accept them as proposals or motions.
Point of order. We're still doing what we're about to approve.
Approve the minutes.
Oh, all right. I have another motion.
I want to solve this one.
No, I know you do. I'm with you.
These are not.
Well, you got to
say something more, then I'd like to make a motion to do so.
I make a motion that nobody, you know, what he said, we're not motions and don't be moral on here.
In order to the motion for to accept the minutes as approved. So, you can vote it
okay, down. Okay, I make a substitute motion that we remove, you know, this whole...
I have a question.
Okay, is there a substitute motion we can vote on to move forward with the agenda?
I have a point of information.
Yes, sir.
As far as taking minutes, are you taking verbatim minutes or only taking a record of the motions made? Because that will resolve the question. If you're only taking minutes of the motions made, then they need to be pulled off. But if you're just taking a complete record of the meeting, then of course they don't need to be pulled off. I'm not clear on how the minutes are taken.
That's a good question.
Very good question.
That would resolve it, right?
So Robert says all the motions should be taken. Why don't you speak to the whole
crowd?
Would you like to speak to the whole group? Okay, our parliamentarians
would like to speak. Well, the rules specify what belongs in minutes. And motions that were not seconded don't belong in minutes.
Correct.
So, Ms. Kaufman is correct, but that section should be redacted. If it was presented to the board could choose to have it added as an appendix to minutes, but it's not part of the business of the board because no action is taken.
Would you like, so for a substitute level, can I entertain the idea that be redacted to added as an appendix?
Second.
I'll second that.
Let's take a vote.
Okay.
So it'll be appended.
Are there any objections?
Point of information, so there'll be appended to the minutes.
Motion or how you would like action taken on that item.
So my motion was to remove them from the minutes.
Gotcha.
Is it?
If there's an amendment to that to put them in the minutes, that something else.
Would anybody like to?
No, there's a proposal. Only if we vote on them to put it there.
There was a motion on the floor. Clarifying. There's a motion on the floor to only stricken Mr. Novick's motions, which were not seconded. Our parliamentarians suggested that they can be added as an appendix. So I would like to entertain the idea for a substitute motion to amend the motion to add that to it. I would like to entertain that idea.
Second.
But in fairness,
you can't make a motion.
I didn't make that entertain.
Look, somebody has given the most foolishly complicated. I distinctly heard Tim make a motion in a timely way. I heard it being seconded. Let's move ahead, vote it up or down, move on.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Yeah. There's no point in you trying to substitute something for
voting on
it. No, it's a good suggestion. I like your suggestion. That's not the point. That's not the point. From a protocol point of view, she made a timely motion. It's been seconded. It's entitled to a vote, a discussion, or whatever.
Okay.
I say we move a question.
Okay. Those in favor of changing agenda item number 10, please stricken Mr. Novick's motion from the minutes. Please raise your hand. If you're in favor of strickening those motions from the minutes. 1, 2, 3, 4. Those opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Those are same. 1, 2, 3, 4.
So that motion is defeated.
We are on minutes approval.
I just have my really quick. all I wanted to do is add a sentence onto, I think it was the first thing we talked about, number three, just to say that the budget was not discussed in specifics. The specifics of the budget were not discussed. That's all I wanted to add, just to add on to the end of that.
Is there a second to Ms. Brooks' motion?
I second the motion.
There's a second. Are there any objections to adding?
Yes.
Okay, there is an objection.
I call the question. Let's take a vote.
Can I hear the wording again, please?
The specifics of the budget were not discussed, and that's to go on the end of that, the next sentence after that.
The
motion on the floor is to add that the specifics of the agenda were not were not discussed. If you are in favor of Mr. Brooks' motion, please raise your hand to add that to the minutes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Those opposed to adding that to the minutes? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Abstention? 2.
Yes, 5, no, 8.
Motion defeated? No,
I want to move to accept the minutes as amended.
Okay.
Second.
In second?
Second.
Okay. Those in favor of. Those in favor of approving the minutes as amended, please raise your hand. There's 2 sets of minutes from July 20th and August 14th.
The minutes.
All right, where? So it's Minutia. Okay. Those in favor of approving the minutes as amended for July 20th and August 14th, because it's 1:47. Please raise your hand if you're in favor of approving the minutes as amended. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Yes? No?
Point of
information, please.
We're in the middle of a vote.
We're in the middle of a vote.
No, those are voting for no to not approve the minutes. 1, 2, abstentions on approving the minutes. 1, 2, 3, are you voting? Are you stating?
My point of information is
We're taking a middle of a vote. Your point of information is we're in the middle of an abstention vote right now. Okay, if for an abstention, can you please raise your hand? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, abstentions.
Yes, 9, no, 2, abstain.
Okay, the minutes stand as approved.
My point of information is that if I was at one meeting, so I felt I could approve the minutes. I was not at the other meeting, so I felt I couldn't, but the motion was not separated, so I couldn't distinguish. How would one respond in future if things are combined?
You had proposed to split the motion. Yes, that was
before, right?
We move to the next item, ground rules for communication. Let's keep this a progressive meeting. There was no quorum when we tried to meet in South Los Angeles due to the distance being too difficult, although that is a radius of the broadcast signal and other requests for excused absences. So we have a lot of business to take care of. So let's represent for our radio station and please be progressive. So we move to announcements. Item F, can we start with
it? It's actually a brief item on E.
Go ahead.
I think in future agendas, item E, the ground rules for communication, have to be stated before any other business of this meeting because people did not follow the ground rules for communication in the discussion, either the agenda or the minutes, which are to address
that.
To the chair, ask for permission to speak, wait to be called on to speak, etc., etc. So future agendas, I think that item 1A needs to be the ground rules for communication, even before the roll call.
Good point.
Very good point. Well, thank you, Mr. Novick. Moving to announcements. Mr. Parker, can you please come in?
Okay. There's been a couple of places. In Lebanon, there was a conference against war in Syria, and it's a religious and
unions and socialists and other progressive organizations that were testifying internationally from France and other parts of Europe and the U.S. delegation testifying about the, the disaster that would happen if there was the U.S. started bombing against Syria. After that conference, there was overwhelmingly everyone was opposed to the U.S. new U.S. war, acknowledging the war that's already going on with the, the forces that are being supplied with weapons from Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and the U.S. Then we went to Syria to get some eyewitness information as much as we could, but it's such a dangerous zone. We were invited by the Arab community here in Los Angeles, mostly in Los Angeles, the Arab Americans from Syria, to go and take some videos and testimony from people who are the victims of the war that's going on right now with the so-called rebels in Syria. It was kind of limited because you had to kind of get there's a lot of security because in the hotel we stayed in you could hear the bombs going off, the mortar fire, and you could hear the active war going on. So we had to be very careful. But the places we could go to, we went to some schools that are now housing lots of the displaced families who the rebels come in. They kidnap the parents and then they say 25 million pounds. I don't know what the maybe that's worth $10,000. Maybe I'm not sure what the issue was. But if you want to see your parents alive, people say they have to come up with the money. There's lots of terrorizing going on in the communities that we took successfully from. And a lot of the displaced families, they go, if the places are too hot or if their families, their houses are taken over, they go into the schools. So the schools have been converted into sort of like refugee camps. And you'll get families of 8 or 10 people living in about an eighth of the space here. And this school is where they can't go outside of the school, they can't go anywhere, it's too dangerous, so they have to stay there, they get their education there, they get their medical care there, and their housing there. So it's a very cramped area. Of course, lots of children have to play there. It was really hard to see a lot of the children there, and they were still receiving education. They all have full backpacks that say on them, education is your right. So there is a real commitment to keeping some of the social programs that were there before, the free education and free health care, going in spite of the war. We also went to hospitals. We saw soldiers who were injured, both from chemical sarin gas. We believe it's sarin gas because of the symptoms that a lot of the soldiers are getting. Those were, hit from bullets and grenades and all those kinds of things. And many of the soldiers' testimony talked about how the rebels were very, well equipped, modern weapons, things like that. One said that they had, one had a U.S. flag of a bandana. Where are they getting the training? Well, we know that the troops are training, the U.S. troops are training folks in Jordan and things like that. Some of the weapons are very, very sophisticated. They saw motion sensors, heat sensors, motion detectors. So there's a lot of things, but in spite of all of that, in spite of the damage that's being done, a lot of folks in the community we spoke to formed this Syrian National Defense. And they're not an official army, they're just people who decided to volunteer and come out and defend their country. They have about a year and a half of military service that everyone has to do. And folks that have finished their year and a half are still going back. And then there's these community groups that are forming and to defend their country. One of the places we went to was a mountain called Mount Casius, I believe it's called. And that's where a lot of the communications are, TV communications and the antennas for a lot of those communications. And there were youth there that realized that in Libya, what the first thing they did in Yugoslavia, they took out the communications places and things like that, the antennas and stuff. So on this mountain, says, well, you used to look like, it looks like occupy. So they have all these tents and things, and it's all these young people with tents. There's about 1,000 of them in the morning and in the day, and at nighttime it was about 100. Then the woman organized the whole thing. A lot of really great people. She's a journalist and goes to a lot of hot spots and things, and now she's staying in Syria to protect this. So this is a community thing. They're trying to protect their communication systems on this thing. And the slogan, their campaign is called Over Our Dead Bodies. And they said, we're volunteering human shields to stop this. And they won't allow children to be there, but anyone else, they can't. So this shows some of the things. Now, the New York Times has said that the chemical weapons, one of the evidence that the Syrian government was using chemical weapons today, was being shot from that mountain. And they said that mountain was right in Assad's backyard. But if you go there, and you don't even see the presidential palace. It's pretty far away. And so it's just, there was a Sun-Times journalist that we interviewed, and Sun-Times in London, a very prestigious newspaper, and so frustrated. She was so frustrated about the fact that she's getting all of this evidence contrary to what the New York Times and the LA Times is putting out, and she can't get it published. So she's thinking about quitting and things like that. There's a lot of false information, and truth is always the first casualty of war. And besides, they said 100,000 people have died and never had in Syria, but 30 to 40,000 of them are soldiers that have died. They never mentioned that, anything. But there's a picture, I'll end it because I don't want to get too long, but there's a picture of here's a story of us on the Caspian Mountain getting
So October 5th, there is a National Day of Action for Immigration Reform happening
Saturday.
Yes, Saturday. And a lot of different community organizations and labor unions in LA are getting together to do this Day of Action to ask the Congress to move on immigration reform. It's going to start at 10. It's on Hollywood and Western. I'll go ahead and pass around the flyer. I didn't bring copies, but I'll make sure to circulate it electronically. And the other thing is that we're also looking for donations. So if any of your organizations or you as individuals are looking to donate towards the march in order to get like a flatbed, get water for the march, we'll be marching through Hollywood Boulevard and on Hollywood and Vine. And it's a really big push because no one's really active because of a lot of things that have been going on in Congress. So I'll go ahead and have that passed around, and if anybody has any questions, you all can contact me.
Thank you. Ms.
Leslie? I'll wait
until
after the meeting.
Ms. Yes, I wanted to let everyone know that most of you have been to the old Peace Center at 8124 West 3rd Street, just west of Crescent Heights. And as you know, we moved over here, but because these offices are smaller, we have an awful lot of office furniture and other things that are left over. If you or any nonprofit that you know or any organization, they don't have to be a nonprofit, need or want any, we have a lot of very nice wooden desks, and I don't know how many file cabinets we're going to have left, but anyway, a lot of things are over there. Just feel free, I'm going to be there all afternoon tomorrow, and if you can't make it then, let me know. We only have a week to completely clear out the building, so we're kind of trying to get rid of it. It's all free. So
you have to bring your own truck, right?
Thank you. Yeah. Do you want, can you give the address? 8124 West 3rd Street, Los Angeles 90048, and just west of Crescent Heights, parking in the back of the building. Thank you.
Yes, people may be aware that our board member, Ariana Gladney, was, of course, this past week facing charges along with another member of the Black Riders. Basically, there was very little happening in court except for the postponement on November 1st. They added additional charges of trespassing to try to justify essentially a false arrest and a physical attack on them. I think if people want to contribute to her legal defense, they can talk with her after the meeting.
Can you announce? I have an announcement to follow up. Okay, 2 weeks ago, I had the honor of going to Sony Pictures Studio, but I don't have to play there, and seeing the screening for GMO OMG. And so that movie's coming out now, so we met with some of the producers, and so I know that film, I heard Rick from Digital Village talking about it today also, so I would like to encourage folks to see that film. I also went with Benavidon, and one of his comments was that it's amazing to see a documentary from a children's perspective, because you have toddlers on the mic a lot, so talking about GMO, so if you're against Monsanto, right? Please go check out that film with GMO OMG. I believe it's in view this week from the 20th to the 26th.
No, not an announcement, but just with respect, since we have ignored completely the time constraints of this agenda thus far, I'd like to move that if there's any hope of getting through our business, that with each item after this, I'll be happy to be timekeeper. We keep exactly to the and that it requires a motion in order to spend the time.
Thank you. Okay, scheduling location announcement of meeting. Our default location is the T Center, so we will keep posted on confirmation of our next meeting location.
So it's not confirmed?
It's not confirmed. Item number three.
What is the date?
October 16th.
Item 8?
October 16th, okay.
It'll be from 7 to 10 p.m. So item number three, a improved CMD automatic move.
Can I have that
was about the time issue, I believe, between the Eastern time.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, I contacted someone at the national office and they said they look into it, and I believe you are getting your automatic updates have more information on it now. So if you want further improvement, let me know and I can pass on the point.
Okay, the next item, chairperson for meeting announcements to the board. I will go ahead and do that from now on regarding all committee meetings. I know they go through the KPSDF website, so from now on I will go ahead and forward those to the entire LSD. Yes, thank you. Okay, so you'll be hearing more from me on this, but meeting notice requirements. I had three conversations with CPD, so he's aware of covering this issue. Our bylaws are burdensome and onerous in so many different ways. But where they relate to the Communications Act and public notices, they are very difficult for management to adequately keep up with the meeting notices. So we need really helpful cooperation from all committee chairs. The actual Communications Act is much simpler than our bylaws, and if we were simply complying with that, we'd be fine. But because our bylaws want us to announce every meeting, we're working on developing policies between DPD, our attorney, and management. And I will probably come back to the board because that's one bylaw amendment I think we actually needed to simplify our lives so we are compliant. But we have issues with being compliant. And the least compliant aspect are the local committee meetings because it requires real interaction between those committee chairs and someone, the chair, management, the station, in order to record those cards and actually get them out in advance of the meeting. So, as a heads up. And I want to thank Tej and John, were the only chair and secretary combo, the only administrative top of any board to respond to my request to see how many alternate stations have. So thank you for being on top of that. Okay. Because everyone else has to remind you. So please try to work with management as closely as you can and with your committee chair to, for those committees that are regularly scheduled, you know, third Monday, second Tuesday, that type of thing, just record that announcement in advance and cover all the committees and give it to management. We're working on the traffic issues on announcements, but if something gets changed, someone needs to let the chair know and management know quickly enough to actually notice it. Okay.
Okay. Cool. Also, your item number 3C, I'm studying together, so we're going to come back to you later.
Okay. Thank you. Just because we're talking about meeting notes. Thank you.
Go ahead and talk. As chair of the finance committee, I mean, I have probably had the most regular committee, you know, when, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, is there something I can do? I mean, I'm not sure what is required and what I can do. I mean, if we meet, you know, can you say we generally meet on the third Wednesday, you know, because we're changing it to daytime next week? Look on the website, or
so the finance committee generally around the country are among the best noticed local committee meetings, actually.
Yes,
all the finance committees.
Yeah.
So it's about announcing specifics of meeting dates 7 days prior to them occurring. So if you know next month we're going to meet in the daytime, then we haven't finished clarifying like what the regular process should be for everyone to get compliant, but I am pretty good about that. I would suggest that when you have your meeting, and if you set a date which is different or a time than your regularly scheduled meeting, that you notify the chair and the general manager. And that should probably at least help cover it, because I'm working with general managers on compliance and management and aggregation of records between the national and local websites. There's a bunch of cross-referenced information that has to be gathered quarterly and supplied to CDC, and we will be under increased scrutiny for about 2 years to see that we're in compliance on the Communications Act, public meeting notices, financial records, etc. So I would say the regularly scheduled meetings, get that schedule straight with the chair and the manager, and a regular card can be recorded, and anything which deviates, as soon as you set the date, notify them so that a card can be recorded.
Is management responsible for making a card, or if I could do it, would it be easier for them if I could do it?
We're responsible for seeing to it that it occurs and goes out on the air, and then we keep records of our logs. And again, we get back to, I'm actually separating it with CCB right now with the help of John Kriegler between compliance with the Communications Act versus compliance with our bylaws, because from a regulatory perspective, they're responsible for compliance with the Act. But our foundation response last year, which was not prepared by me, goes into all of the things that have to do with our bylaws, and we may not be fully compliant with our own bylaws at this point. Thank you.
Time is up.
Thank you.
Ms. Blair, time is up on your side of the border.
I can answer more later specifically.
Yeah,
okay, this is going to go out as policy.
Okay.
Management will be communicating. But
would anybody like to move to extend on this item? Time is up.
I move to extend 5 minutes.
Okay. Well.
5 minutes. There's a motion to extend for 5 minutes on this item.
I would like to make an alternate motion and in 30 seconds say, I will send out the PNV budget approval process to the LSB.
Is that your one?
Yeah, I'm going to, so we can move ahead. The next one is IED provides PNV budget approval. I don't know whether that happened. I will send it out right now because I have it in my thing for the PNV budget, approval process. The treasurer could have done this, but I will.
I did it 3 months ago.
I never saw it, and apparently it's still on here.
Does that take care of it?
I mean, I have it.
Why don't you send it again? Sometimes people miss my emails also. Okay. So as we're all catching up here. That will take care of item number CC. You're going to go ahead and email that out to Kaufman?
Yeah.
I appreciate that. So that will be the PNV budget approval process flowchart.
Right.
Okay. With the general manager, please proceed.
Thank you.
The report out yesterday afternoon. I'm sorry, it was a little late leaving me, but I was waiting on some information before I could finalize it. As you see, we're preparing for the fall fund drive, which will begin in a couple of weeks on a Tuesday. It's the first of the 2014 fiscal year, and we'll be setting a target of $1 million on that one. Michael Novick has been squirreling away this week, finding some free add-ons for us for pitching during the fund drive, and has significant success in finding magazines and various other online publications. I just wanted to thank Michael for the work he's put in there. And we want to recognize, too, the fact that two of our former people passed away recently. Larry Steinberg, one of our previous managers. In fact, I sat with Larry at a town hall meeting not too long ago, maybe a year. And Saul Landau, one of our programmers, who left KBFK, I think, during about 2003. But he passed away as well recently. In terms of outreach and development, a couple of things coming up with another one of these collaborations with the Colburn School of Music. The last one was very well received. Ruthie, on Halfway Down the Stairs, interviews these kids about what it's like to learn music, what they like about it, what they don't really like about it, what it means to them in their lives, and then they play in the studio, Studio A. And it was, we got a lot of very good anecdotal feedback the last time we did this. Brad Freeman is heading up a lineup who's screening Shadows of Liberty coming up on Saturday, next Saturday, the 28th at 4:30. Invited along for that too. Got a bunch of new interns through the door, and a lot of them are very smart. A couple of them in particular with respect to proper use and good use of social media. So we'll be able to beef up our use of social media, both in terms of Facebook and Twitter and everything else that's out there. These young people are very smart in this respect, and we've already had some good ideas from some of them, even this week as they were in just for a tour of the station, so we're looking forward to moving on that. And we're also looking at streamlining our member benefits card process. That looks like we can use an external organisation that TFW has been using, and so we will continue to look into that. If it works out to be at the same price as we're currently paying for that process, or less, then certainly we will investigate it further. Just want to hit on a couple of programming changes. The Tom Hartman program's been on for a little while now at 2:00 in the afternoon, and the anecdotal feedback from Tom is good. From Tom's program is good too, because the other Toms that we actually purchased, the contract we've got, doesn't break out weekdays. It's kind of difficult for us to see what impact he's having, but over time we'll be able to have a look at a spike in that particular day part. I just want to add too that I sent the other Toms around with this report yesterday, and I don't think everybody looks at the other ones, but I know some of you do, and you may have noticed in the last week of this particular time period, it looks like nobody was listening in that week, like nobody. And in fact, you know, the bar graph went from here to here to here to there. The reason for that is that our studio to transmitter link was not working during that week, and we were using a different studio to transmitter linking system, a Conrex system which uses microwave and internet technology. And because of that, if we switched from the studio to transmitter link that had the capability to do Arbitron people meter encoding, which it does all the time as a matter of course, but this thing we moved to for that one week did not have the encoding material. So nobody's people meter would have registered KDFK that particular week. I just wanted to explain that for those of you who look at those graphs. Right, so we've got a few things that have been moved around just recently, and a few things that have been brought on board for short season. Not only as pilots, one of those was on this morning, and I've already seen a number of emails that have gone to Alan Minsky, some of them copied to me, but I have seen a number of emails just today saying that Access College is a great program, and I listened to it myself this morning. I think it's a particularly well-produced program. I'd encourage you to have a listen to that next Saturday morning. And focus on food. It has been on before. We brought that back for a season. And Sam Brown's For the Record is on as well on a Saturday afternoon for a period of time. There will be times when things will have to move around, and we've got to come to a decision in programming about what things have been here for simply too long and are not pulling their weight and are not making fund drive money for us, but are just there because they are there and because people think they own that amount of time on the station. We've got to take a really cold, hard look at that and make some tough decisions and, you know, to be honest, annoy some people by making them step aside, at least for a period of time. And we are also, as we know here, beta testing the new KPFK News Department website, which will come up as... The website will be called news.kpfk.com. www.lrg.org, and will be updated regularly by our people. I'll stop there. The report is in front of you, and for you will have got it by email yesterday, and take questions. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Peter. We got that one. So, Tim, Steve, Lawrence, Michael, myself. Tim, the
Coffin? All right, I have a bunch of questions. So I'll just.
What did I change?
Pardon me?
What did I change?
KPFK News site is paying for it.
It was set up by volunteers.
Do you want to see all the
questions? Well, no,
I have a list. Either way,
do you
want to write down an answer, yes, or do it one at a time?
No, that's, I think it's probably
for expedited.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
We'll
expedite it. Who's paying for the KPFK website? Shadows of Liberty, is it free or $10? I've heard both on air. It'd be good if this stuff would get it together before it goes on the air. Benefits card, I'd like to see a cost and benefit list before that's approved. The benefits card, to outsource the benefits card, how much more are we going to be spending and what are we getting out of
You're
it?
You're not listening.
I'm not listening. It's going to be outsourced, correct?
I'll take the question.
The recycling program, is it a cost to us? Is it a benefit to us? I'm unclear from your report. And how much is this new antenna costing us? Now, your financials last month in August showed $120,000 in cash minus $50,000, which should not be, you know, should be separate. So is the $92,000 this month, with or without that $50,000? Because I'm still on the operating budget, and it should not be.
Thank you. Mr. Burns?
So my question is, you did not present the financial situation at KPFK, so I'm wondering from your perspective if you can give us a description of the financial condition of KPFK going into the next fund drive and so forth.
Thank you.
Yeah, in regard to the benefit card, I read that you're going to be asking $50 per membership. And I think it's kind of like an oxymoron, because what's in the bylaws and what we recommend for membership is $25. So I was wondering if you could consider that as well when you looking at doing what DFW does in terms of you know, how they get the cards. And then in regards to programming, you suggested in your report that some people hold on to airtime like oxygen, and you know, obviously they are there too long, and it prevents the voices from coming on. Are you going to work with the board in regards to making those changes?
Good question.
Thank you.
Mr. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I have a question, especially since summer's here. I'm wondering what has happened around the question of the car donation program. I know there was some back and forth about once the people we were using heard that they wanted to go to a national, with the office to meet for better the deal. So I'm just wondering about if they're resolved and so what the deal is.
Next on the
side,
I have a brief question and comment. 2 months ago, the TV at a meeting that the program director held, he said that he had not made it to clinicians' evaluation for Saturday programmers. So as those are incomplete, and in your report it just stated, can you please make sure that we have a confirmation time frame of that window where arbitrons are down, so that way those statistics are not later implemented on different programs that arbitron is used to, whether they're communities of color, and that history is given, that we have a safe window to make sure that we have a sign or something to represent this window of time if we need to speak up against anything. Can you please make sure that that's clear? Thank you. Brenda, and then Dr. Mendez.
So I have a question in regards, I got a call from folks from the Development Task Force with regards to the 65th anniversary of Pacifica, and I wanted to know if management will be working on something, or can we work on something together with regards to the anniversary?
Dr. Winger?
A cost-saving suggestion. Through the magic of DNS, domain name service, we can basically you, one single name, kpfk.org, and then we can subclass it. So we could have, for example, news.kpfk.org, and that could be a separate website with a separate address, but there's only one addressing scheme. So this simplifies the problem for the listener of how you find stuff. So having your six websites, you just go to kpfk.org, and then everything can be found from there, even if it's hosted in Iceland.
Thank you. And briefly...
Yeah, or Scott. I forgot to include Scott in a chance.
We need our 5 minutes.
In regards to the labor rally in... what city is that?
Limud?
San Pedro. Right, the labor rally. There was a KKK booth there. Wasn't being manned. I mean, there was one volunteer and had no information, no handouts, no grids, nothing. No bumper stickers, no membership drives or anything like that. And I think, you know, it really made us look bad. So if we could address that.
We've got 4 minutes left on this item.
This isn't really, I mean, this is Bernard and the board and just our, how our station functions and what Lawrence is saying too about representation at places like booths, because I've certainly been at events where we have an empty booth, which is almost as bad as not having a booth at all. Which takes greater volunteer participation, and this is the board structure as a whole. I went to our parking lot sale today just to give staff a morale boost because they looked kind of dejected yesterday at the station that nobody knew what was happening and da 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 da. Long story short, I'm the only board member they said that came today at all. And I made a donation because I didn't have time to think about buying books. And as a board, you know, being that horse about the board doesn't raise money, but we spend much more time chewing on each other than even figuring out how to go out and be representative of the station and how to support the staff collaboratively. So I would hope that maybe more of that will be worked on between the ownership and the board.
I think that. Let's stop filibustering.
I didn't mention the announcement last time I did the report. My show is sponsoring a KKK booth at the Wheel Book Fair on Sunday, on the 29th. And I would really hope that the process for people who volunteer their time is simplified because it's a nightmare 6 weeks to get Jennifer's attention.
Thank
you. That's been mentioned here.
Can you,
Saturday
the 29th, can you state an address, please?
It's almost home with Park, across from the Design Center, kind of right between the library on Robertson. And we're on San Vicente and Santa Monica.
San Vicente and Monica.
And we're from 10 a.m. until about 8:30 at night.
What's the date,
sir? September 29th on Sunday. We're back kind of towards the library in the back at C23, I think, so stop by.
Thank you, Steve.